Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, did you, by the way, Lou Manfredini, our Santa, the jolly old Lou Manfredini
right.
is in our studio.
Getting closer and closer to the old.
Did you see the video of Steph Curry throwing the full court shots in the hoop?
I did.
And did you hear that that's fake?
Oh, I did not.
It's bogus. It's not real. I hate to tell you that. There's a video that went.
Well, you wouldn't doubt him.
That's the thing.
Right. I mean, if it were you or I.
He's standing in the corner of one end of the court and heaves the ball and swishes it and does it five times in a row. Five consecutive shots, all swish. And on the fifth one, everybody goes crazy and he runs off. He just can't believe it himself. He's so unbelievable. And so now, while it's not real, it's amazing they can make it look that real. Talk about your deep fakes. I mean, believe nothing you see hereafter.
Nothing.
Because that is believable. I hesitate to even tell you that because it's so fun to watch. And now you go, I'm just watching a fake video, whatever. But it looks real.
And it's probably been retweeted or resent like a million times.
Sports Illustrated put it out.
Right.
And they didn't put a disclaimer on it, as I understand. So go watch it. Wait, you said you have seen it?
I did.
Yeah, it is pretty fun.
I didn't see that it was five times. I just saw a clip that it was. I was like, oh my God, look at that. It's amazing.
Picks up a ball, heaves it. Picks up a ball, heaves it. Swish, swish, swish. It's unbelievable. Well, wait, it's not unbelievable. It is believable.
It is.
He didn't
right.
do it, John. Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
Your friend Mike Jakubowski is a teacher, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah. You heard us talking about the.
I did, and he said it's one of. And I have another friend, Jim, who's been a teacher for 30 plus years at a big school, and he said it's a huge problem. And the biggest thing that both of them say is that they just have no ability to discipline the kids because of the rules and the way the administration is, and the dean's ability or inability to manage it all.
Yeah,
it's tough. I mean, it's a. You know, the problem, John, is that we're old. And I mean, Pete was just in here talking about his wife and how she used to be on the phone talking with their kids. I mean, when we were kids, there were no cell phones. And, you know, I can remember...
Talking with her friends, yeah.
I can remember that we had a phone in our kitchen with a really long... A wall phone with the really long cord.
Yeah.
It was the Slimline. Remember the Slimline phone?
It was very
and
modern.
I had a girl that I was kind of, you know... interested in, and I would grab the phone and I would walk to the other room with
the cord,
you know, it was like I don't even know how long it was, but you definitely knew where I was. You just had to follow the cord.
Then your sibling would pick up the phone and you go, I'm on the phone,
I'm talking to Susie. It was Amy, by the way. Her name was Amy. Anyway, but it's just different, and we have to accept the different.
Well,
but
I don't know what you mean by accept.
Well, but I mean, it's just on the school side, in these phones, they are, you know, these your granddaughter, Bernadette, will know no life without a cell phone.
I know that. And so my friend at this party said, so Bernie's going to be two later this month. And she said, I know that a video on the phone at dinner buys you 30 minutes apiece. You've got to fight that fight as long as you can. Don't let them have their own personal phone until they're, you know, 40. Or, you know, do the best you can. Don't give them their own iPad or laptop because the pressure is immense. And it works in distracting them, but it also doesn't help them in the long run. And I said, well, why don't you just confiscate the phones when they walk into the classroom? She says, we don't want to do that because if somebody's phone breaks, they're going to come to me and go, hey, you broke my kid's $800 phone. The school has to get us a new phone.
Right.
So teachers don't want to touch them.
Right.
Right. So it's just such a... Parents are the only solution to this. Doesn't that seem to be it, Lou? You got to tell your kid, I don't know, this sounds crazy, but you can pick up your phone when you get home from school. Imagine that. But I mean, that would work. Right?
Right.
You get your phone when you get home.
What about that they're after school and they're on the soccer team and you got to pick them up? And where do you want me to meet you, Mom? I'll text you when practice is over I'm in the play.
There's a quarter.
And
go stand in the lobby. Call me.
There are no payphones anymore, old man.
Yeah. What are you doing here? Why are you here?
I was here to film some videos in the studio for our friends at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you questions about decorating tips and holiday stuff.
We could do that.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Can I use a regular extension cord outside?
Regular meaning?
The one that I would use indoor?
It's not my preferred, but you can.
Yeah.
If you protect the connection point.
What, do you wrap like tape around it or
you
something?
You either do that or there's a product called Twist and Seal, which is this plastic that you buy like a dozen of these things once, and with your decorations that you put away, you throw those in there every year, and it's a clamshell that has a seal.
Yeah.
And because here's the problem with the tape. When you go to take the decorations down, the tape is such a pain in the rear end to undo that you inevitably end up throwing away the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy just buy new lights next year.
Do those little guns that fix bad bulbs work?
The Lightkeeper Pro is the savior to your holiday
you
lighting.
Take the bulb out. What does it do? How does it work again?
Okay, so regular incandescent bulbs that are non-LED for the Lightkeeper Pro, what happens to them as the lights burn, the filament actually gets like a shell over the top of it. And eventually that shell, that carbon shell, interrupts the connection point and it causes the connection not to work and then half the lights are out. When you take the light bulb out with the light still plugged in with the Lightkeeper Pro, it's about $25. You plug in the light, you take a bulb out, you stick it in the end of this gun, and you click it like 30 or 40 times. It just goes click, 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 click. And it actually sends a little bit of a reverse energy pulse.
Oh, it's cleaning those filaments, huh?
It's like shedding the skin on a snake.
I wondered what was going on.
And then the minute it lights back up, you take it off, you put the bulb back in, and you're a genius.
Well, how do you know? Sometimes you've got a whole bunch of bulbs that aren't working. So how do I know which one to fix?
So it also has a voltage tester on it.
Oh,
that you hit the
right
button and you go light by light by light, and it'll go beep, beep, beep. And when it gets to the one that's not there, it doesn't beep.
Wait, so when it gets to the one that needs
doesn't
to be
beep,
that means that's the problem.
That's the one, John. Pop that out, put a new one in.
And this thing works.
It's amazing. Yeah. And they make one also for LED lights, which is a little bit more involved, but it's doable.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Do you sell permanent trees at your store?
Permanent meaning?
Artificial.
Artificial, we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Do you sell a product to put in the holder for real trees to keep them alive longer, fresh?
It's called water. We don't sell it, but we... But you, I mean, I think
isn't
that with
powdery stuff you put
no,
in there.
No, I mean, you know, there's. So what I used to do when we used to be a live tree family, and but then our youngest son Max was the one born with all the allergies, and we had to go to artificial. But what we used to do is buy the fresh tree. You make a clean cut on the bottom.
Yeah.
I would take a drill
and
drill a hole up in there,
right,
and then I would put warm water with a little sugar, right? Like I was making a cocktail.
Yeah.
And it sucks up that sugar and it sucks up that warm water right away. And the biggest mistake that everybody makes with live trees is the tree is so thirsty when you first bring it in there that you think, oh, I watered the tree. That water's gone by the night.
Yeah.
And if you let it dry out, you're done.
312-981-7200. You may have a question about keeping your home warm. By the way, I got some of that clay that I lined.
You love that.
I love that clay.
Yeah,
do you like that clay?
It is the old school, single best way to improve the comfort inside your home because it eliminates the drafts. If you eliminate the drafts, any and everywhere, I mean, now you got this old house. It's full of drafts.
Yeah.
That you know,
real
George
clay.
Bailey, why do we have to live in this old drafty old house? Which is actually a healthy house because you're getting all that fresh air. But it's not now with gas prices and electric prices. You use that clay around the windows, and the biggest thing is you got to be smart about when you take it out.
What do you mean?
I mean, come March, we're taking it out. Leave it there too long, and it could discolor the paint.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So don't be like, oh, look at that, it's May. I should probably take this off. So put a reminder in your phone that in March, when we start to warm up a little bit, I'm going to go pull that clay off.
Okay, we'll pause here. 312-981-7200. You've got a question or comment for Lou. This is your chance to call. Our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, is in our studio.
I got a lot of people. I went to my contacts and I typed in plumber.
Yeah.
A lot of them come up.
I know. You know, 52. Well, that commercial wasn't for you.
No, I know.
In fact, you can do it yourself. I was bragging about getting something done over the weekend, and then Lou sends me a picture and text a couple weekends ago.
He's right before Thanksgiving.
A whole bathroom sink. He's a double sink, new vanity. Yeah. Lou's doing all of that.
Right, the Monday before Thanksgiving.
I was, I've got stories to tell. Hey, Lou Manfredini, I love it when you tell John Williams that he's a dork on the air. What is that?
I don't think I said that.
I'm buying jumper cables and a flashlight for a Secret Santa gift. Any suggestions on the best for the price? Jumper cables.
I like that. I would say not to buy jumper cables because now there's a couple of companies out there that have where you can, what you and I used to call lighter in the car, and you plug in one lighter to the other, and you don't have to pop the hood.
I heard you say that, and somebody gave me as a gift the battery charger, a portable one in the back of your car.
It's crazy.
It's a little pack, and you just hook that up.
Yeah.
And you don't need to go car to car.
And those even have a flashlight built into them.
Yes.
So.
And it's funny because a lot of us have done car to car jumper cables. And when you're attaching that last cable.
You're nervous.
And the other guys are all looking away. They're like, I'll go stand over here by the fire hydrant. And you're the guy going with your head kind of turned away, going, please don't explode.
I think I told you the story that I have a very good friend of mine who works downtown, and his car was in the garage, and the battery was dead, and they called a tow truck, and he was nervous that the tow truck wasn't going to get there, and the guy walked into the lobby, and he said, you know, they called up all the guys here. He's like, where is he? He's in the lobby. Oh, he's got to go to the garage. Well, maybe he can't get in the garage. He goes and meets a guy, and he has this small little suitcase. It's not even a suitcase. It was like a purse.
Yeah.
And he goes, we're going to start the car with this. And he's like, you're kidding. Walk down there, click, click, done. And he said, now this is a professional model. He said he could start like 50 cars with that thing. 50.
Really?
It
holds that many charges?
One charge.
Here come your phone calls for one Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. You'll hear him Saturday morning as well. We'll start with Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just have one of those little red prick guns that use
the Lightkeeper Pro
lights with.
Yeah,
right, and it works like a charm. And my wife can't have a real regular Christmas tree, so we bought a. This was 25 years ago, and after about 10 years, the lights started going out. And I took a section into the store. They got one of those little guns out, and bam, 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 and they got the lights lit. So I bought one, and I've used it for the last 10 or 15 years.
It's amazing. It's like this can't be real.
I know. It works. I'm telling you.
I'm glad it's working for you. Yeah. Thanks for the phone call, Bill. How about Mike? You're on WGN. What can we do for you, Mike?
Yeah, I was listening to Lou the other day when he was making a drink on the air, and he made a dramatic mistake. He was making an old-fashioned, but he left out the sparkling water.
That was the Whiskey Acres Old Fashioned, and you're right. There is sparkling water in or club soda in many of an Old Fashioned. Theirs does not have one, but
really?
I have to tell you, it was delicious, and it is delicious.
But it's a nicer way to cut it. You get a little more mileage maybe out of your Old Fashioned if you add a little sparkling water.
Sure, but if you have a full bottle of Whiskey Acres bourbon, I mean, how much mileage do you need? At that point, I get halfway done with that bottle, I'm taking a nap.
Mike, thank you for the phone
call.
You
are right. You need sparkling or club soda, which is very good.
This is Maggie. You're on WGN with Lou Manfredini. Maggie, how can we help you?
Yeah, I was curious. Lou was talking about the clay. Do you use it instead of weather stripping then?
So this the clay roping that John was mentioning, you buy this. If you have windows, in particular, this works best with windows that have a draft. The gap between the window sash and the window frame, this clay rope comes in either kind of an off-white color or a brown color. Even a gray.
Gray is what I
And you unwind it like a big piece of spaghetti, and you tuck it in. And you may need to get two pieces of spaghetti, depending on the width of it. And you just kind of place it in there. It's nice and soft.
Like Play-Doh. It has that kind of
and
feel.
And it eliminates the draft immediately.
Yeah, it's amazing how effective it is. And I don't know what the insulating factor is, but the air ain't coming in. I know
it's
that.
It's just cutting the air, and it really is. It's old school. It's been around forever.
And if you go to a hardware store, go to Lou's hardware store, the Ace hardware store near you, and just say, I want that.
Is it just called clay then? Would they know what I'm talking about?
Rope clay.
It's called, rope clay. Clay rope.
And you like it better than weather stripping then?
Well, so weather stripping around doors, you know, where you open and close probably makes more sense.
You're not going to do this on a door. Because
you're going to do this more on a fixed item that you're not going to open for the winter.
But if you run your hand or, like Lou says, sometimes take a match around, you'll see the flame flicker. You'll know that's where the air's coming in if you can't tell already. You use this stuff, I'm telling you. Thanks for the phone call. How about Emily? Oh, no, Emily wants to talk about phones. And we may get to you, Emily. You hang in there. But who do we go to next, Pete, would you say? Matt on 5. You're on WGN. Hey, Matt, how can we help you?
Good. Lou, I hope you can really help me out here. My mother-in-law's house a few years ago next door was an abandoned house that got torn down. Well, that winter and every winter since, she's got mice that I am getting nearly every day. I've used the traps. This year I tried to, I heard you talk about this, these little stinky pouches that I put in the window wells to try to prevent them.
Right.
I don't know if it's too far gone. Are they in the house? Are they in the walls? How do I get them gone for good?
Okay. So the thing with this is it's a multifaceted thing. First of all, I want you to go buy a couple of gallon jugs of something called Mouse Magic. And it is a repellent that you're going to sprinkle around the home. And they're not going to like the smell of
Outside
of the house. Then anywhere you see a gap in the home, a crack, a hole, whatever it is, I don't want you to seal it up just yet. And I don't want you to put the Mouse Magic right there. I want you to put bait out there. And I want you to put a little loose-fitting newspaper in the hole. And then every other day, come and see. And if the newspaper's knocked out, you know they're coming in and out to feed on the mouse bait on the outside. You bait on the outside. You do not bait ever on the inside of a home because that will mean, hey, the food source is in here. This is where we're going. When you see that the bait's been eaten and the paper doesn't come out, seal up the hole. Now you're going to use traps on the inside of the house. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, you're killing the mice. They're terrible. The mice are bad. Mice are bad. They got disease. It's bad. It's bad news. And the glue traps are not the most humane, but they do catch a lot of mice. Decon makes a more humane killing trap that looks like a giant hockey puck. You flip it over. You open up a little piece of paper. You put peanut butter in there. I like the chunky. And then you wind it, and you put it out, and they go in this thing. And when they go in, it cuts their heads off right away.
Yeah, those are kind of, I tried those, and those were 50-50 with me. Unfortunately, I used the old traps because I know they work.
Correct.
So I know I'm right, Lou. So on the outside, I put bait in like a crack, and then I put paper over that.
You put bait outside. You put the bait outside on the ground near the crack or the hole. You put the paper in there to see if they're coming in and out. That's going to be your sign.
Okay, okay.
I learned this from the Streets and Sanitation Department in Chicago. That's what they
do. Yeah,
it's a great idea. They bait it. You know they're coming in and out. Once it doesn't come out. Now, there's a chance they died inside the house, right? But at least we know they're not coming out of that crack. Then we seal it. And then we trap inside and we seal everything on the outside and we try and eliminate the problem. And as we both know, keeping your mother-in-law happy is the second most important thing in the world.
We know what the most important thing is. Don't you hate that when you walk through the basement and you kind of smell something? You go, oh, shoot, there's a dead mouse somewhere now.
Yeah,
and I got to find it or I know I've got mice. I'm out of time.
Hey, you know, one real quick thing. April 15th, I'm going to Ireland on a listener trip, on a Steve Bertrand trip.
Oh, nice.
If you go to Steve at stevebertrandtravel.com, it's already half full. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And I'm going to do one of the different things that on these Steve Bertrand trips, I'm going to do my show from Ireland.
Yeah, you always want to. You're always going, you should do your show from
the
ship
people.
Or the
it's
thing.
For the people.
I am absolutely not interested in
doing that. No, and I'm going to, and we're working on Bono.
What?
To come to the show.
Yeah, well, good, Lou.
I mean, why not?
Okay.
I mean, he lives there.
I would think that just being on a trip with Lou Manfredini would be sufficient.
How many people live in Ireland? What's your guess?
Our time is up, Lou. I'm going to guess Ireland?
Yeah. The whole country, the whole thing, north and south.
6 million.
Yeah, you're pretty good. Under 6 million.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think it's more.
It's lovely. It's lovely.
I've never been. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. You'll have a great time with or without that other guy. That's Lou Manfredini.
That's a U2 song, With or Without You.
I have a commercial.
See what he did there? Hey, Lou, you see what I did there?
I'm going to play a commercial now. All right, I'll be quiet. Stop talking.